Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and lots of internet radio stations and streaming services as listed at slbradio.org/radio. Plus by phone at 631-359-8728.
About what I gotta do. I don't wanna do the dishes. Don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But I start off with the plates, clean off every hot sauce stain. Knives and forks and spoons, oh my, coffee grounds just clog the drain. I don't wanna do the dishes. Don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Formidable foe, that unidentifiable black goo from a week ago. I don't want to do the dishes. Don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But the job is nearly over and my fingers look like prunes. Whiskey for breakfast, about the only thing that cures my mood. I don't want to do the dishes. Don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. You got
the plate scrapers at the Saturday Light Brigade and their dirty dishes, which hopefully will not become our dirty dishes. The song is simply called Dishes. And the album, coincidentally and conveniently enough, is called Dishes. The Soundhound is going to be here in just a few moments.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
SLB Summer Camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
Hope Gladfelter, a student at Sun Valley High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Original Theater Workshop hosted by the Arts and Athletics Club at the Exeter Mall on May 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. This Original Theater Workshop is aimed to teach participants the basics of theater, including writing a skit, rehearsing, and performing. Students will learn skills in communication, teamwork, confidence, and more. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event, and I hope to see many young students enjoying theater in the same way I do. To learn more about this Original Theater Workshop, visit www.remakelearningdays.org/Original Theater Workshop. This Original Theater Workshop is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
And don't forget our own Remake Learning Days event today, an open house between 10 and 2. Our studios are located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh on the north side. And to visit our studios, it is 100% free, and we'd love to see you. Ricky and I will be here until 2 o'clock today. You can be part of our live broadcast, or you can join us live on the radio. I guess that's the same as being part of our live broadcast. Or you can visit off the air starting between noon and 2. Yes, Sound Hound, I'm with you. I do listen as I speak. I was doing multiple things at the same multiple things at the same time. Sometimes the mind creates its own Rorschach test. Are you ready, Sound Hound? Here is this week's sound. Let me grab it. Got it? Boy, that was easy this week. Here it is. Four, one, two, 200-5975. Once more. 200-5975. Do you think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Let's hear from you with your guests on this morning's Sound Hound Puzzle.
Have you ever planned to motor west? Take my way, the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66, well, it runs from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. OK City is oh so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo,
Gallup, New Mexico. Well, there's Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona. Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hit to my kindly tip? When you take that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Missouri, Oklahoma City is oh so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico. Well, there's Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to my kind of tip when you take that California trip? Your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Come on, baby, won't you dance with me? Come on, mama, now can't you see? We can make our troubles fly away. Come on, baby, let's don't fight. Come on, mama, let's fly tonight. Come on, baby, let's dance the night away. Now, I'm so sorry I made you cry. I can be a real jerk sometimes. But you know that you know I love you so. Come on, baby, let's shine your shoes. Come on, mama, let's lose the blues. Come on, baby, let's dance the night away. Won't you listen to the way that the guitar plays? Listen to the way that the bass part lays. Down in the middle of the tune and the rhythms are strong. Boom, ba, boom goes the big bass drum. Piano man's gonna take his turn. Look out, baby, singer's gonna sing his song. He says, come on, baby, won't you dance with me? Come on, mama, now can't you see? We can make our troubles fly away. Oh, mama, hitch up your socks. Come on, mama, show them what you got. Come on, baby, let's dance the night away. Sugar pie, sure fly high. Make me feel like the 4th of July. Bump my head right up against the moon. Hey, diddle, diddle, get out in the middle. Jump and wiggle to the jiggle of the fiddle. Don't stop to think about it, or you realize real soon. This song don't mean a thing, but it sure is fun to sing. It's just a silly little diddle. I was hoping it would make you smile. It ain't got a lot to say, but it's kind of fun to play. If it gets you dancing, well, the diddle, it'll be worthwhile. So come on, baby, won't you dance with me? Come on, mama, now can't you see? We can make our troubles fly away. We'll go home, lock the door, turn down the lights, gonna rock some more. Come on, baby, let's dance the night away. I said, come on, mama, hitch up your socks. Come on, baby, show 'em what you got. We can make our troubles fly away. Oh, mama, shine your shoes. Come on, baby, let's lose the blues. Come on, baby, let's dance the night away.
Tom Rush at the Saturday Light Brigade and the Danny Magoo Band before that, live on the radio here. from January 27th, 2018, with Route 66. A lot of guesses coming in to our Sound of Hound puzzle, and I'm just now returning some text messages and emails. Ricky's taken a few telephone calls as well. Here's the sound again in case you missed it or need to hear it again. I like the very specific answers. There is one very specific true answer if you want to go there. Arlene in Maine has the right answer. Richard on the north side does. And Wifey Poo, the wife of Lambertine Pudge, who is known as Wifey Poo, came up with the correct answer. As did Patrick of Stanton Heights. Rich in Edinburgh is so close. And Russ is also very close. Just the wrong, let's see, the right how can I put this without giving it away? The you need two things to make this sound, and one of the things was right and one was close. Emma thought it was money or coins. Ryan has the exact correct answer. And Zane, Katrina, and Quinn are more or less correct. Emma, your answer was really creative. These all sent to us from Katrina in New Bethlehem. John and Addie, it more or less have it correct. It's tough. We made this so specific. Ty in Valencia is kind of there. And interestingly, John has the exact same guess as Ty. Tommy has got it correct. And Kathy also hears change. But much like Pudge, hears the sound of frying bacon in addition to what it is. Yeah, right at the end there. It sounds like that, doesn't it? We'll have the correct answer in a moment. Tom said a rolling pin going over stale bread to make breadcrumbs. Or, and then he has the correct answer. And Bill in Homer City also was thinking it was pouring change into a money sorter. You know, that kind of bank or a money changer where you put money in a machine and you get like 20% of it back or something like that. Oh, or also a coffee grinder. That it sounded like a coffee grinder. We're going to keep it open for just another moment. 412-200-5975. Once more. Just guessed a gumball machine. That's by way of Ty. Theo's dad. It's not a gumball machine, but it does sound like M&M's or a gumball machine. Jim in Crafton Heights knows what we're looking for, which is cereal being poured into a bowl. But anything being poured into a bowl is just fine. He was thinking it might be Captain Crunch. Tegan wrote to tell us that Larkin thinks it's a cash register, and Otis thinks it's a printer printing a lot of pages. I hear those are great guesses. Alain had pouring cat or dog chow or kibbles into a dish. And Wifey Poo knew it was cereal. Richard also knew it was cereal. Patrick knew it was something being poured into a bowl. And I want to see if anybody else knew it was Cheerios. Russ thought it was uncooked grains of rice. And I hear that. John and Annie were thinking it might be beans or rice. Ty notes how nice it was to hear Doug Sewer mentioned, and how great a guy he was and is, and how he'll be missed. David in Oil City, I hope that you just heard our mentioning Ty and his memories there. Ricky just took a couple additional calls. Ice into a glass or candy into a candy dish. That from Brian. And Jess in Mount Lebanon knew it was cereal going into a cereal bowl. And Brian knew it was candy going into a candy dish. And in just a moment, we are going to talk about an event that's coming up this weekend that's going to give you a chance to hear some great barbershop style harmonies. It's an opportunity to be in Edgewood and to hear things. I'm going to feed the puppy, and the puppy then asked me to play a song. I'm checking for additional answers really quickly. Oh, Jack thought it might be the wick of a stick of dynamite. And Cheerios, Richard on the north side guessed Cheerios before we said it was Cheerios. And Rick in Highland Park thought it might be sorting out dried beans to make chili. And Ani said, we're late to the party, but Caden says it sounds like a vending machine dispensing your change. Indeed, it does. So here is the sound one more time so you can hear it. And congratulations. Let's make sure we feed the sound hound as we listen to this song.
You give me hard eggs in the morning. Cheese, I'll let you go. You give me hard eggs in the morning. Cheese, I'll let you go. You just hot butter grit your teeth and bury it. I don't love you anymore. Don't give me that glazed look. Hey, I'm begging you to leave me. I never sausage misery. Hey, I'm begging you to leave me. I never sausage misery. You treated me so ungratefully. You gave me the raisins to be free. Orange juice, ashamed of yourself. What do you ex-Benedict me to do? Boy, I got muffin else to say. What do you ex-Benedict me to do now? You better come up with something, cause I got nothing else to say. You left such a waffle toast in my mouth. You biscuit out of town today. I ain't leaving them home fries burning for you, baby. You giving me hard eggs in the morning. Jeez, I'ma let you go. You give me hard eggs every morning. Scrambling my brain, boy, I'll let you go. Just hot butter, grit your teeth and bear it. I ain't gonna kiss you anymore.
Mindy. Mindy Simmons. I often forget about that last little item. Anybody remember the song, the Columbia Street Bakery Blues? We used to play that a lot. Tracy Jock, I think, was the one who did it. I was looking for it yesterday and I couldn't find it. We have, I'm going to get to our interview, but now that I started this sentence, I need to finish it real quickly. I was going to tell you exactly how many songs we have here, but I can't easily do that, but it's approaching 100,000, and I wish I could keep track of them. Now, some songs are easier to keep track of than others because they're songs you can sing along with, hum along with, or simply songs that make you feel good. And some songs are associated with Pittsburgh. And there's nothing like hearing them done in barbershop style. And Vocal Confluence has been leading our region with great music, Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists, takes place this weekend. And Steve is about to join us. And Steve, I don't think you're alone, are you? Are you with Susan?
Yes, we're both here today, Larry.
Nice to have you both here. So today and tomorrow, at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood, tonight at 7:30, and then tomorrow at 3 o'clock, this show will run. Tell us a bit about what people can expect.
Oh, boy. We have quite a lineup here. All of the songs that will be sung by the chorus and by quartets and octets from the chorus will have a Pittsburgh connection in some way. For instance, we've had two custom arrangements done for our chorus, a Mr. Rogers medley of three songs that Mr. Rogers performed, and Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. Those were both done for us. And then we have, five, six songs that were arranged by people in the chorus. So they were in-house custom arrangements. They include Audacity by Billy Porter, who was a Kappa graduate and went to school with one of our daughters.
Oh, nice.
Send Me on My Way by Rusted Root. Take it, Susan.
Sure. Blue Velvet, which was made famous by Bobby Vinton. Misty by Earl Gardner. What I Did for Love by Marvin Hamlisch. 5 o'clock World that was sung by the Vogues.
Oh, right.
And yeah. And not last but not least, if you remember, Larry, I know you can remember this, the musical Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris.
Yes.
It ran in Pittsburgh in the 70s and 80s, and it was the longest continuous running musical ever to be in Pittsburgh. And our octet is singing that, and one of our coaches was Lynn Beckstrom, who is also from Pittsburgh and still lives here, and was the star of Jacques Brel when it played at Walt Harper's Attic and also down at One Oxford Center.
Yeah. That's, gosh, what great, and I'm thinking Seasons in the Sun must be the Jacques Brel song, am I right?
No, it's If We Only Have Love, which was the finale, the final song of the show, and in my mind kind of summed up the whole show.
That's a happier song, Seasons in the Sun. Big hit, beautiful song, doesn't put a smile on your face necessarily.
But if we only have love is an anthem, you know, that I think is much needed for today of peace, love, and inclusion. So we're excited to be singing that. And we also forgot the Pink Panther theme. This is an original arrangement by one of our group, and the entire thing is done without any lyrics. It's all instruments being mimicked by voices, and it's brilliant. That's another octet.
I was going to ask, so the people that like to go da 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 a variety of configurations of folk singing? Will it sometimes be everybody, sometimes be subsets? How do you end up presenting the program?
Well, it'll be a mixture. So there will be a couple of chorus songs of the whole chorus, and we are going to have probably, what, about 40 members on the risers, and then a quartet or two, and then a couple more chorus songs, then an octet, like that. So there'll be some movement.
Well, it sounds like a great program, and it's at First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood, May 17th, which is tonight, Saturday night, 7:30, and then tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. Anything else you'd like to mention? How can people learn more about Vocal Confluence?
We are everywhere on the media. We've got Facebook. We've got our website, vocalconfluence.org. We're on Instagram. We're on platforms, Larry. I don't even know. If you're a young person, that's actually how a lot of our members have found us. We have a number of people who recently moved to Pittsburgh who wanted to sing, and they found us on social media. So the average age, this is not typical for barbershop groups, is probably about 33.
That's wonderful.
When we joined, it was probably 60. So it's been a gigantic influx of young people, because we're kind of a big family, so you can get that energy. Very important to mention, this concert is by donation, so we want everyone to be able to come, and people donate what they can. We'll have a 50-50 raffle, and we have baskets to raffle as a way to earn money for these original arrangements, which are not inexpensive to get. And music and all of that kind of thing, instrument support for recordings. We also have a YouTube channel, so if people want a sampling of what we sound like, they can go on YouTube and look up Vocal Confluence, and we've got previous shows and a lot of things there.
Susan, it sounds like you're everywhere. You're everywhere.
So try to be.
Look for Vocal Confluence. I'm sure if you Google Vocal Confluence, they'll show up. And I'm glad you have a lot of younger participation. That's fantastic. I think, you know, things come in cycles. Sometimes barbershop style harmonies never went away, but I think there's a real craving for a sense of belonging these days, and you'll feel that way singing with the group, but also in the audience. You do a good job of bringing everybody into the family.
We're not your grandfather's barbershop anymore. The whole arena is expanding in terms of the music and arrangements that are being done everywhere. It's very, very exciting. And we, again, qualified late year to attend the Barbershop Harmony Society International in the Denver this year. So we'll be going to Denver along with about 34, 35 other choruses from around the country and really around the world.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, good luck with the shows this weekend. I'm glad you could be with us this morning, Steve and Susan. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Take care. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up in a moment. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. James's to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I was born to sing a good time song, you know that nothing used to bring me down. Till the day I fell in love with you, and baby, that's the day I found you. You got me singing the blues, you got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, does a good time man like me ain't got no business singing the blues. Go on home and get out of here, you know I don't wanna see your face. All the things you're doing, that this boy's mine, it's an absolute disgrace. You got me singing the blues, you got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, how's a good time man like me ain't got no business singing the blues. Love and lost my heart, you can't believe me when I tell you.
You got me singing the blues, you got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, cause a good time man like me
ain't got no
business singing the blues. You got me singing the blues, you got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, cause a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues.
Talk about some nice harmonies. That's the Seldom Seen from their new album, Remains to Be Seen.
This is Mark Krustick, a student at Franklin Erie High School and a Remake Learning Days youth ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Binocular Astronomy, hosted by Oil Region Astronomical Society at 4249 Camp Kaufman Road, Cranberry, PA, on May 17th at 5 to 8 p.m. Binocular Astronomy is designed to get hands-on experience using binocular observing kits for all ages. At this event, you'll be taught how to properly use binoculars and small telescopes and what various objects look like through binoculars versus our unaided eye. Depending on the weather, you'll also get to take a look through the ORAS observatory telescopes. This is a free in-person walk-in event that is service animals, wheelchair, and parking accessible. As a Remake Learning Days youth ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I am excited to get a chance to use equipment to gaze at the night sky. To learn more about the Oil Region Astronomical Society, visit oras.org. Binocular astronomy is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Thank you.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Well, we are going to play our Afterthoughts puzzle now, and we've got birthdays between now and the top of the hour. Mike mentioned how much he liked hearing that Jim Croce song, A Good Time Man Like Me Ain't Got No Business Singing the Blues. I agree. The tempo, the picking, just the whole arrangement, true to Jim Croce, and it sounds great. I saw recently A.J. Croce singing some of his dad's songs with his mom, Ingrid Croce. Forget where I saw those, but as AJ's gotten older, he's sounding more and more like his dad. And it was really nice to hear them singing these duets, which is how I first became aware of Jim Croce. He and his wife Ingrid recorded an album long before Jim Croce was a well-known solo act. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time to see if you can solve today's Afterthoughts puzzle. We'll give you three words. You tell us what one word follows the three that we give you. And today the words are out, cash, and root. Out, cash, and root, R-O-O-T. One word follows those three. Do you think you know what the word is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
As you're thinking, here's Guy Clark.
That old time feeling goes sneaking down the hall like an old gray cat in winter, keeping close to the wall. Like an old salesman kicking the papers from his feet. And that old time feeling draws circles round the block like old women with no children holding hands with the clock. And that old time feeling falls on its face in the park like an old wino praying he can make it until it's dark. That old time feeling comes and goes in the rain like an old man with his checkers dying to find a game. Barbs like an old blues time picker who don't recall who you are. And that old time feeling limps through the night on a crutch like an old soldier wondering if he's paid too much. And that old time feeling rocks and spits and cries like an old lover remembering the girl with the clear blue eyes.
At the Saturday Light Brigade, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Have you been able to come up with our afterthoughts puzzle? One word follows out, cash, and roots, R-O-O-T. We could also add riding to our clues. That might help. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. Good morning, Karen, and Kaiser, listening along with Ed, who I owe an email to. I appreciate your patience. They just came up with the correct answer, as did Russ and King. Now, Annie is in eastern Pennsylvania, and just before I gave the additional clue, she thought of box, outbox, cash box, and root box, like a root cellar. I could see that. Riding box, not quite as good a fit. There's a better fit. Share is another clue. Out, cash, and our root is R-O-O-T, that kind of root, R-O-O-T. You could add seed as a clue also. Annie just changed her answer before I acknowledged the first one, and now she's got it. 412-200-5975. Bill just called and guessed source. Am I right about that? Source, outsource, cash source, the source of cash, and root source. I see that. Not what we're looking for yet. We're going to leave it out for just a few more moments for 1-2-200-5975.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
Biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
And the J.M. White. She's a sister to the Delta Queen on a moonlit night. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Pittsburgh, Sewickley, Point Pleasant, Huntington, Cincinnati, Louisville, Tell City, Evansville, Paducah, Cairo, Memphis, Greenville, Vicksburg, Natchez, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. People all are standing on the levee, watching for the Mississippi Queen. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
That was John Hartford. I always forget. He mentions Pittsburgh and Sewickley. And that song, it's some other places not too far away. Bumper is another great clue. The word we're looking for follows out, cash, route, riding, seed, share, and bumper. 412-200-5975. The answer is coming up. Barbara in Highland Park just got the correct answer. Pudge and his wife have guesses of bound and pod, respectively. Outbound, cash bound, route bound could work. Outpod, cash pod, route pod. There's a tighter fit than that. I think giving the clue riding helped a lot of folks. 412-200-5975. Correct answer, by the way, Russ is the one who thought of bumper. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. So did Gail in Stanton Heights. Jim in Blackridge has it. And other correct answers are the people who I mentioned a little bit earlier this morning. We'll have the answer for you momentarily. Jess out in the South Hills has the correct answer. And Aline in Maine just got it. Well, I have a moment. Let me remind you that our studios open up at 10 o'clock today, and you can take a tour of our studios and Youth Media Center anytime between 10 and 2. Refreshments and coffee and the world's most interesting cookies all will be here for you. You can join us live on the radio if you care to between 10 and 2, and afterwards you can check out our studios and Youth Media Center. We hope you'll consider doing just that. So the word we were looking for, did you figure it out? The word we were looking for, crop. C-R-O-P. Cash crop. Riding crop. We also had bumper crop in there. Seed crop. All of those crops, that's what we were looking for, the word crop. So a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, Bill in Homer City. Also, moments ago, came up with the word crop. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up shortly. Root crop. Outcrop. We are going to get to Saturday Light Brigade birthdays right this very minute. Tyler of Fox Chapel is 14 today on May 17th. Our pal Terry Hayes of Morningside celebrates today too. And Colin and Kira of Mount Lebanon, happy birthday to you from Mom and Dad and Alden. Tomorrow, Emily from classmate Sarah, Josh from your dad John in Carrick, Vincent, happy birthday to you from your mom, Dante of Midlothian from your mom, these are all May 18th, and Vaughn, happy birthday from your mom and dad, who say this is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Happy birthday, Vaughn. Today is the day. You're either 12 plus 1. Tomorrow is the day, that is. But this is the birthday, is what I was thinking. You will be 13, if I'm doing my math correctly. On May 18th, happy birthday to you. Ty and Jack, who I know are listening, in Valencia, they share a birthday. And your wife and mom, Amanda, wishes you a happy birthday on May 19th, Monday. I'm sure Kathy and Jack and your whole extended family wish you a happy birthday, too. Brooke of Cabot, happy birthday to you from Lisa and Greg. Lillian from David and Rob and Robbie. Juliana of Kennedy from Mom, Dad, and Michael. Zachary, these are all on the 19th. And Gregory of Allison Park from your family. On Tuesday, the 20th, John Paul from Mom Philomena. Amy, it would have been Amy's Wow. 150th anniversary of her birthday, Amy the Marine from daughter Philomena, Justin from the Stewart family, and Theodore. Turning to the 21st, we have Letitia from your family, Maeve of Canfield, Ohio, from Kate and Gerard, Richard from Martha, Jessica, and Nathan, Mason of Charlotte from Mom, Dad, Tyler, and Caitlin, and Emma of North Oakland from Mom and Dad and Eleanor. On May 22nd, we have Sarah of Carrick from Mom, Stacy, Dad, Mark, and brothers Henry and Harrison, Jacob of Mount Lebanon, from your whole family, Kelly, Jean of West Homestead, from Ann and David, Fred of Collier, from Linda, Sullivan from Amy, Ava, Juniper, and your family. And happy birthday, finally, on the 23rd to Julia of Ligonier, Marilyn of Monroeville, Rita of Trafford from your extended family, and Olivia of Oakland. Happy birthday to you as well. And I believe we've got all of our birthdays this morning. I meant to mention radio's Clark Ingram, who we miss. His birthday was May 21st. Happy birthday in memory of Clark Ingram.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthdays on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's mailing address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, I'm Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I got a letter just the other day telling me that she was on her way and she wanted me to meet her at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she still loved me. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she loved me. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? She said she's sorry that she left. Found out she don't want nobody else. Said she wants me all to herself. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Ain't that news? Ain't that good news? Man, I know that's good news. My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? I'm gonna have her a party at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Have a party at the station. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I can't wait
disconnect my telephone. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. Ain't that news, ain't that good news. Man, 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 ain't that news. My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. Good news, good news. Ain't that good news, ain't that news.
Sam Cooke at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we are going to play Guess Who coming up in just a moment or two. I know there's a lot of places to be this morning. Nice May weekend. You might be on your way to a wedding. Might be ready to do some yard work or take a bike ride. No matter what that may be, we're glad that you decided to start the day up with us or to take us with you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
This is Fiona McGinn, a student at Williamsport Area High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 is coming up, and I'm excited to invite you to the Flower Pot Turtles event at the Montgomery Area Public Library, located at 1 South Main Street in Montgomery, PA. It's happening on Friday, May 23rd at 4 p.m. Join us on World Turtle Day to create your own turtle flower pot, a fun way to learn and celebrate. As a youth ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event and what I learned. For one more, visit the Montgomery Area Public Library at 1 South Main Street, Montgomery, PA. This event is just one of the many free activities that's happening during Remake Learning Days. Check them all out on remakelearningdays.org.
It is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Might be somebody who's living or no longer living. No matter who it is, we think it's a name that's well known enough that you or one of our other listeners will come up with the correct answer. Here are this week's initials. W. G. W. G. That's W as in Williamsport. And G as in Grove City. W. G. You can guess as many times as you would like, and you can guess beginning right now at 412-200-5975 by phone or by text. You can also go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live, or 1-888-752-7234. WG, this morning's Guess Who initials. Good luck. It's funny. A lot of guesses are coming in already. And it's fun to see them come in all at once. I'll start sharing some of this with you in just a moment.